American Family News, I'm Musty Pugh. President Trump is in Raleigh, North Carolina today on Election Eve. He has a message for Mexico when it comes to immigration.
Now we have a new president in Mexico. I suppose a very nice woman, they say. I haven't met her. And I'm going to inform her on day one or sooner that if they don't stop this onslaught of criminals and drugs coming into our country, I'm going to immediately impose a 25% tariff on everything they send in to the United States of America.
Ohio Senator J.D. Vance is rallying in swing state Wisconsin, looking to boost voter turnout on Election Day. The vice presidential candidate speaking from La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Tomorrow is our last chance. Tomorrow is the last day. Tomorrow is the big day when we are going to vote in very big numbers in the state of Wisconsin. We're going to vote for change. We're going to vote for American prosperity. We're going to vote for Donald J. Trump.
Fox's Lawrence Jones talked to this voter in Rome, Georgia, about why so many blacks are switching to the Republican Party and voting for Trump.
You know, my primary objectives are to get young people to the stage in life where they're willing to work for the things that they like to attain.
That's right.
And the problem we have in today's environment, so much has been given to them based on tax dollars. This is why our economy now is in the garbage can.
Vice President Kamala Harris's surprise appearance on NBC's Saturday Night Live has come under fire from FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr, who is accusing the network of violating the FCC's equal time rule by not hosting other presidential candidates on their show.
The whole purpose of this rule is to give people a fair shot. Broadcasters are in a unique position. They have a privilege to use the airwaves. They have to operate in the public interest, not a narrow interest, and it's important that they do that.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is throwing his political weight and leaning on star power in the effort to convince Floridians to vote no on Amendment 4. If passed, it would effectively repeal previous laws signed by DeSantis that restrict abortion to within the first 6 weeks of pregnancy. DeSantis insists viability is poorly defined.
This is a really bad amendment. If you're pro-life, it's an easy no. But even if you're not, I don't think most people who may be a little bit more ambivalent about sanctity of life honestly think these policies that are embedded in this are good and they have no business being in a constitution.
Voters in New York will soon decide the fate of the Equal Protection of Law Amendment. Chris Woodward has more.
Also known as New York Proposal 1, the amendment would add language to the New York Bill of Rights to provide that people cannot be denied rights based on their ethnicity, national origin, age and disability, or sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy, pregnancy outcomes, and reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote supports these additions. A no vote would oppose adding this language. Talking about this on the Washington Watch program, Jason McGuire of New York Families Action said his organization has another name for this initiative.
You know, we prefer the term the Gender Amendment or even the Parent Replacement Act because this amendment goes further than many of the other states.
That, said McGuire, is why this is so dangerous in New York.
You'll always be one court decision away from losing your parental rights. So if Prop 1 is successful, all it would take is a court decision, a judge somewhere, and in a very liberal state like New York, they're not hard to find, who would really elevate the rights of that child over parental rights. So if a child says, perhaps I don't want to be homeschooled any longer, or I don't want to attend a private school, or I think I want to change my gender identity or my name or whatever it might be, that will be up to a judge's decision rather than mom or dad. It pits parents against their children here in New York.
I'm Chris Woodward.
American Family Radio will provide continuous live coverage of Election Night 2024 tomorrow night beginning at 6 p.m. Central Time. More news online at AFN.net and download the AFN mobile app for your Apple or Android device. I'm Rusty Pugh.